Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie came in this morning, and you seemed a little wound up. Is it because something's going on in your apartment?
Yeah, kind of.
What's going on?
And it's been happening over, like, the last week or so, a little more than that. But I just kind of came to the conclusion last night that my apartment is haunted. It has to be. There's no other explanation for it. And a few things that have happened is my antenna, that is the antenna that you put on your wall, right? So it's the flat antenna that is taped to your wall, and it has not moved since I put it up there. And all of a sudden, it just falls while I'm watching TV. And I mean, it not only falls, but then it starts like going back and forth like a pendulum right in front. I know. And I'm just like staring at it like, okay. And then I'm laying in bed the last week, and it sounds like there's somebody walking on like the floor above me. The thing is, there is no floor above me. I am on
the top floor
of this apartment. It's at night. It's while I'm sleeping. I'm hearing footsteps on top of the roof. And it just, that freaked me out more than the other thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But then the final thing that happened that really just kind of set my apartment is haunted in motion is I'm sitting on my couch, and one of our lovely ladies in the building here gave me a birthday present this week. And it's one of those like wine bags, right? Like the present bag that's for a wine bottle.
It's a thin bag.
Yeah.
It's just one wine bottle.
And she got me this non-alcoholic drink that her and her girlfriends had over the holidays, and she's like, oh my god, you're gonna love it. And I was so excited, and this bottle was still in the gift bag sitting on my counter while I'm sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden I hear pop, and I like look around, I'm like, what was that? And I see the gift bag start leaking, and the liquid that was in this bottle was pink, so it almost looks like it's leaking blood.
Wouldn't it have been funny, you walk over and it's blood coming out.
It was so crazy, and I'll have to show you the picture of this, because I took a picture of it because it just blew my mind. There is a crack all the way up the side of the bottle, and then on the top there's like a little circle of glass that just popped out, and I was like, how
what is that all
did
about?
This
what a
just
cheap
happen?
Bottle of wine.
And
got.
That
I know.
Same night,
that saying.
Same night, Dollar I hear the
wine.
Footsteps again on the roof, you know, the
they
floor
were pissed
that's
that
not above me.
They wanted alcoholic wine.
That's probably what it was, right? They're like, what's this crap? But yeah. I was just like, this, and this just happened. And so now I'm like a little uneasy in my apartment. But here's the thing, is it doesn't make me feel scared. If that makes sense. Like, it's not a, you know, a weird feeling where it makes me feel
like an eerie,
unsafe. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel like that. It just makes me feel like there's somebody there. Like, they want me to be aware that they are in my apartment. And this has never happened before, so I'm wondering if a ghost grabbed on to me and came back to my apartment. Somewhere where I was recently. I don't know.
TJ Maxx dressing room.
TJ Maxx up at the waterfall.
Notoriously
that I went
haunted.
To. Like waterfalls, I mean, up in the Rocky
somebody
Mountain National
drowned.
Park, you know.
Like, somebody could have died at that waterfall.
There's so many people who have been through those parts. So it's just like, I believe in that kind of stuff. And I truly feel like I picked up a ghost somewhere and brought them back to my apartment. If only it was that easy to pick up a man.
I was going to say, Lord knows you can't do that with men.
Man.
Are you laying in bed and you feel like somebody's laying on top of you? Because
no,
that's a sign of a ghost,
I wish
too.
It was that kind of ghost. Well, no, it's not that kind of ghost.
Okay.
No, but again,
do you feel
it's
cold
like,
spots in your place
no,
or anything?
No,
like,
I'm always kind of cold. Like, I have a Never blanket mind. On me right now. I'm always a little chilly. But again, it's just this feeling that I'm not alone. But I don't feel afraid. I'm just like, are
Talk
you going
to it.
Yeah.
Hi, ghost.
Well, are you going to pitch in on rent? Because
I would start talking
expensive.
To it. Don't they say you should talk to it and become friends with it?
So absolutely.
You should be, hi, let's give it a name. What do you want to name it?
I don't know.
Steven. No one's scary named Steven.
Steven the ghost.
Let's give him a name that's not scary, exactly. Yeah. I like Kirby
Ed.
Better than Steven.
It's Kirby. Ed.
I like Kirby.
I said Herbie.
Hermie.
Hermie? I don't know what I said.
I don't know. What should I name my ghost? That's a good question.
Eric.
Ask the listeners. Text us now. 303-691-1649.
Keith.
What should I name the ghost in my apartment?
Keith. Hey, what's up? I'm Keith, the ghost.
Oh, my grandpa's name was Keith.
Sounds like a ghost with a lot of chest hair, and he overdoes it with the cologne. He always keeps a comb in his pocket.
He uses the Axe body spray.
Yeah. Rising Phoenix. Yeah.
Oh, you knew that one.
Are you here?
Have you bought that one before?
I can smell you. It's probably what your ghost sounds like. Hey, what's up, girl?
You think?
Katie was talking about how she thinks her apartment might be haunted. She hears footsteps, a bottle popped, her TV antenna is flying around.
Yeah.
You want to read some of the messages that came in?
They're pretty funny. Somebody said that I should name it Casper because it's a friendly ghost, and that makes me smile. Somebody also said if you talk to a ghost, it's going to lock onto you, so you're not supposed to talk to them, and I didn't know that. I'm very chatty. So
I've never heard that
before. Looking forward to going home and chatting with my ghost, and now I
don't
know
if I want to. The ghost is already there. It's already locked in.
I know, and again, he doesn't really make me feel afraid. So
ghost, get out of here.
I'm looking forward to going home and talking to my ghost, but also time for an exorcism, Katie. I was like, maybe I'll make him just
do
the dishes.
Thinking about that. You know? Josh is very religious. Josh, why don't you go over and perform something?
I'll grab some holy water,
yes!
Splash it everywhere.
Do that. Bring your Bible over, and okay, let's get it out of there. I'll go burn the, what is it, sage?
Incense, right?
Yes.
Or sage.
Sage.
Yeah.
The sage.
You got to get up in the corners and everywhere, and probably around your toilet, I would imagine. That's probably a big, very hot spot for...
For what?
Demonic activity.
Demon spirits?
Yeah.
She's releasing the demons there.
Definitely get around the toilet.
Ernesto's was my favorite, though. He said, Katie, the ghost is an alcoholic. I was like, well, he's in the wrong apartment.
Yeah.
See, that's why he's mad, though.
Well, again, he's got to go to my neighbor because they've probably got him.
He started to taste that bottle that you had on the counter, and he's like, what the hell is this?
He exercised himself. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but all good suggestions, and yeah, I've got another starting point when I get home.
Yeah, you guys are funny. We appreciate you. Hi, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Heather.
It is Heather!
Hey!
Okay, so Heather texted us during that last song, and you have a recommendation for Katie's ghost situation. What is it?
Yes. Okay, so Anythink Library has the Try-Its, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go and check out a ghost hunting kit. It comes with, like, an infrared thermometer so you can see if there's any change in the temperature of your place. There is a electromagnetic field tester. There is a ghost box, which is, like, a radio transmitter that can pick up on things. There's, like, a little black light, and then there's a voice recorder so that you can have that playing while you are, like, walking around the house and testing. We did my house, and we had so much fun with it. Also, I don't think we have any ghosts, but, you know, there have been times that I've thought we had. But anyway, super fun. Definitely you should check it out.
So there's a whole kit you can buy. How much does this cost?
Oh, no, you rent it.
Oh, you just rent
it.
Oh.
Like a book.
No way. Well, Katie, you should do that.
I should, because here's the thing. I was looking at the Ghost Stops website, and some of these kits are, like, on sale for $100. So I was like, oh, my God, that's a lot of money to just – but to rent it, now that's kind of interesting to me. So how much did it cost you to rent it?
No, you check it out like a book.
Oh, free.
Oh, wait, this is getting better.
You just have to have a library card.
Okay.
There you go.
I have to do this because I truly think there's something going on in my apartment right now. Like, it's got to be.
Ooga booga booga, kid. That's what it is. Heather, thank you for the recommendation. Very nice of you to listen and call us in the morning.
Yeah, of course. You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Heather.
The only thing I would recommend is you don't use the black light.
Oh, whatever. Why?
You know her place is clean.
Exactly. My place is spick and span.
Yeah, you're right. Who am I kidding? This house is clean.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to come back right around 7 o'clock and jump into our Mile High Hype. It's all the big stories of the day. If you were a teenage boy in 1999, you're going to be happy about some OnlyFans news this morning. Heck, if you were a grown man in 1999, you're going to be happy. There's a new restaurant that might be opening in my hood that sounds really, really fun. And then how about instead of a drive-through window, you have a walk-up window?
Mm.
We got deets on that and more coming up with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.